You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. In 1966, a small retail store opened in San Francisco. The company sold hiking and ski gear, and it was named after the most difficult side of a mountain to climb, the North Face. The company scaled the peaks of popularity. See what I did there? And then it almost went out of business in 2000. But this year, the North Face celebrates its 50th anniversary. Todd Spoleto's global brand president, he gave me the tour of their world headquarters in Alameda, California, where there's an on-site lab for stress testing rugged outdoor fabrics and a history wall of moments and iconic products.
Here's an image of Grateful Dead playing at the new store opening in 1966. That's our original logo.
You know, I have to say, that black fleece right there, that black fleece was like my college uniform, and everyone I knew was in that black fleece.
That's the Denali jacket, and it is an icon for us.
Other iconic products, the mountain jacket and pants, and of course, that puffy North Face jacket.
And then I would also say the Basecamp duffel. That is something that you see in airports, you see it in the Himalaya, you see it on college campuses, you see it in the work environment.
Yeah, that's so funny, because when you say that, I'm like, the duffel!
Basecamp duffel.
What are some of the challenges of the last half century? I know that there were some financial dips throughout North Face's history. What have been some of the big seismic shifts?
One of the years that I would say would stand out the most is the year 2000, which that's the year that VF Corporation bought the North Face. And at the time, North Face was a $200 million company that was losing a lot of money. Mm-hmm. You know, today, 16 years later, we're proud of the fact that we've gone from being a $200 million company to a $2.5 billion company.
Do you know who your core customer is?
When we talk to our consumer, two elements of the North Face tend to come out. People like wearing the North Face when it's raining, it's cold, it's snowing, it's windy, and they need protection from the environments. And then the other side is, I'm a runner, I'm a skier, I'm a climber, and I'm looking for North Face to help me be better at my sport.
So then on that note, who is your competition?
There's a lot of brands that are competing. I mean, there's brands on the athletic side that go anywhere from Nike and Under Armour to brands on the outdoor side that are, you know, brands like Columbia or Patagonia and, mm-hmm. and the like.
So I hear you saying you're leaning toward the harder core. You're not necessarily looking at a Lululemon or an Athleta as a competition. Those are multi-billion dollar businesses in 2016.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that we're leaning towards the hardcore. I would say that we're firmly established in the core principles of our brand. And we know that that does include that moment on the mountain, whether that's skiing or backpacking or trail running. That's a really important moment for us to outfit them in those activities. But we're also finding that the moments before and after those activities are sometimes the whole reason why they go to the mountain to begin with.
What about the people who are wearing their mountain gear to brunch? What's your athleisure strategy?
We used to think that, well, that must be a different consumer that lives in the city versus in the mountains. And that's not true.
So you're not going to like leave money on the table by living and dying by the mountain moment.
Well, it's not only not leaving money on the table, it's the expectation of the consumer. I think today's consumer is saying, North Face, you're my brand of choice, but I want you to be part of my everyday life.
Mm. Todd Spoleto, Global Brand President at North Face. Thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming to visit us.